The sleek steel tube makes its way silently through the dark night sky, having taken off from a snowy field in the middle of nowhere. It pierces the Earth's atmosphere, rising steadily above. At one point, gravity's rainbow kicks in. The missile starts its inevitable descent back towards the Earth. Its target? A city of millions of people. Welcome, folks. The doomsday clock has just struck midnight. Now this, which I just narrated to you, was an actual fear if you were living in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and even the 90s. The doomsday clock was a concept that was first proposed in 1947. It was mainly proposed as a metaphor, not as a prediction. It was an idea to capture how close we actually are to nuclear doomsday. And at various points of time over the last 60, 65 odd years, we've come as close as 2 minutes from being completely destroyed as a species. Thankfully, today, the doomsday clock is significantly relaxed. The time right now is far away from midnight. We are relatively safe, although we did have a pretty rough time just about a year ago in 2023 when we were only 90 seconds from midnight. Having said that, we now have a different but still existential threat that perhaps threatens us all. Folks, you're listening to Mike and Amit Talk Tech. And if you've listened to any one of our previous episodes, you can probably guess what we are referring to. This is nothing than everyone's new favorite technology, artificial intelligence. And our colleague, Mike Wade, and his team at IMD have come up with a partner to the Atomic Doomsday Clock. They have actually just launched the AI Safety Clock. So Mike, please, can you help us understand what exactly is the AI safety clock? Does it go in a, also go from like 1 o'clock till midnight or whatever that is? And what happens? I mean, what's midnight? Please tell us.
Hello, Amit. Yes, indeed. We took inspiration from the doomsday clock, which is, you know, the nice thing about a clock is that, you know, everybody knows what a clock is and what it does. And the doomsday clock has been showing us how close we are to nuclear annihilation for, what, 70 years, something like that, maybe a little more. But so it's a great tool to simplify. And what we found was that when it comes to artificial intelligence, there's so much data around there, right? Everybody has an opinion about how close we are to, you know, the AI taking over. But there's very little that's concrete, very little that's evidence-driven or fact-based. So we thought it was a good idea to take inspiration from the doomsday clock and create an AI clock. Now, originally we had kind of titled it the AI apocalypse clock, taking kind of a negative point of view. But then we've rethought it and now we've called it the AI safety clock. So we want to make sure that the focus is not on just the bad side of it, but also the positive side of it, because you know, there's safe elements of it as well. So we created this AI safety clock, we crunched the data, and our clock, like the doomsday clock, goes from 11 to midnight. And for midnight for us is something we're calling uncontrolled AGI. That's uncontrolled artificial general intelligence. And for anyone who's listened to earlier podcasts when we've discussed this topic, AGI is essentially AI that has intelligence similar to us, right? So similar to our level, it's smart across a range of activities as we are. So this is AI that's as smart as us or smarter, but it's also uncontrolled. So it's out of our control. And if that comes to pass, if we get AI that's as smart as us, that's out of our control, this is kind of a scary thought. And that's why we get to midnight. That's what midnight looks like. So we could inflict significant harm on society. It could linked to the economy and financial markets. You could imagine it could be linked to weapon systems or biological systems, social systems, and have, you know, all kinds of negative impacts there. So that's where we're trying to avoid that midnight of uncontrolled AGI.
So how do you figure out, right, whether it's 11:15, whether it's 11:55? So what goes into the calculation that helps you understand how close we are to this proverbial midnight?
Right. So again, we want to get away from the opinions. We want to take a very kind of fact-based approach, which we've done. And we've done that by looking at three things. The first thing is the sophistication of AI itself. And there we've collected data on, you know, the speed of the chips that go into, you know, powering these AI tools, how well these AI tools perform on various different benchmarks, how many tools are out there. You know, as we are recording this, NVIDIA has just dropped a new large language model, which is an open source model. So how good are those tools? We're looking at that. We're also looking at autonomy. So how able these tools are to act outside of our control. Right now, we can pretty much control them. But we're looking at the rise. We're seeing a rise of agentic AI. So this is AI that can operate autonomously. Should be under our control, but if it's autonomous, you know, it's just a matter of time before it's completely autonomous and outside of our control. So we're looking at that. We're also looking at the linkage between AI systems and the wider world, you know, infrastructure, as I mentioned before, social, political systems, economic systems, weapons. Because if, you know, you have an AI system and it's not connected to anything, you know, that's potentially scary, but no big deal. But if it's connected into military systems or infrastructure or you know, roads and water or even social media, that has a bigger risk factor. So we're looking at those three things on the one side, and that's pulling us closer to midnight. But on the other side, we're also looking at regulation. Because regulation, at least in theory, we found out actually that in practice it's not always the case, but in theory, regulation should be pulling us back from midnight, giving us protections and controls and guidelines to stop the kind of the spread of dangerous AI and provide responsible and regulated AI.
So where are we today? What time is it now?
Well, with a lot of discussion, as you could imagine, right, of where we are right now. And we've set the clock, we set it last week, so relatively recently, depending on when you're listening to this, in the autumn of 2024, and it is at this moment 29 minutes to midnight. So we've actually divided the clock, the 1 hour, into four different pieces, so low risk, medium risk, high risk, and critical risk. So we're moving from the medium risk into the high risk. So we're just getting into that high-risk area, which I think for some people is rather surprising and not on a negative way. It says, oh, you know, you hear all the predictions out there and you think, you know, we're 90 seconds to midnight, like the doomsday clock was, you know, we're about to be annihilated by our AI overlords. But we're actually seeing that as not particularly close. There's still a lot of things. This technology, I mean, as we discussed before, is on a jagged edge. There are certain things that it does really well. You're like, holy smokes, wow, it's incredible. But then there's other things that it doesn't do well at all. It's still not autonomous, for example. It's not linked to critical systems to the extent that it could be. So we're not at the, you know, panic stage yet, but we are at the stage where we've got to start thinking very seriously about protections and guidelines to make sure we don't move any closer to midnight.
So you mentioned that regulations will play a role in this. So, you know, just last week, California, the governor Newsom, he just vetoed the AI safety bill in California. Would something like that play into the timing of your clock?
Absolutely, yes. You know, we just set the clock and already we're considering changing the clock. You know, as I mentioned before, NVIDIA has released a new LLM and it's open source. And open source means that anybody can download it basically and make something out of it, the owner, so NVIDIA in this case, doesn't have full control. It's not a closed model, it's an open model. So that could potentially push us closer to midnight. That, in combination with the fact that a landmark piece of legislation in California has been vetoed, it's not going to go into effect. The eyes of the world are on California. It is the seat of Silicon Valley. If they can't do it, what hope do we have? So this is also, I think, potentially pushing us closer to midnight. So we're going to have to get together and rethink, and maybe we're going to move it a couple of minutes closer to midnight. So by the time you listen to this and you go to imd.org and search for the IMD AI safety clock, you may see that it's not at 29 minutes to midnight as it is right now.
That is fascinating, but that is also starting to get a little scary, right? Because we are seeing a slew of proposed regulations around the world, none of which honestly seem to be going anywhere. But on the flip side, the innovations around this technology, the applications around this technology are just exploding. Those probably will not slow down at all in the near future. If anything, they will probably exponentially increase as people become more familiar with this technology. Having said that, are there regulations that you look at as being gold standards? I understand that there isn't a whole lot out there, but are there some that from the perspective of the clock, from the perspective of getting us to apply this in the right way, you think are steps in the right direction?
Yeah, and no regulation is perfect. And even the California regulation was not perfect either. But if you want to build a wall, you got to start putting the bricks down. And so it doesn't need to be perfect. And there is plenty of legislation out there. It's just extremely fragmented at present. So it's very, very difficult. The wall is crumbling already. Maybe if I were to pick one piece of legislation which is sort of showing the way, it would be the EU AI Act, which was enacted earlier this year, but won't come fully into effect until next year or even the following year. And what that legislation does is it categorizes AI systems into different levels of risk. So there's AI systems that are unacceptable, and those are banned outright within the EU. So anything around manipulative applications or social scoring, they're banned. There are others that are in the high-risk category, and those will be regulated with requirements and risk assessments and governance and the requirement for human oversight. So things, to do with healthcare, transportation, or law enforcement fit into that category. And then you've got sort of limited risk ones. And this is, most of the AI applications that we use today, which are, pretty much left alone. So it's not too onerous. A lot of people talk about their legislation is going to inhibit innovation, which of course it will do to a certain extent, but doesn't necessarily mean that it inhibits all innovation. It's just, responsible innovation. So I think the AI Act is moving us in that direction. It's not perfect, but it's not bad.
So Mike, I'm not going to ask you for a prediction, right? But what I'm going to ask you is, what do you think might be the next couple of big inflection points, either in the positive or negative direction, for the clock that you're keeping your eyes open for? Could be in the context of better regulations, models, whatever it is. So what are a couple of potential inflection points that you're thinking about?
Right. So, I expect, and I'm not happy about this, but I expect that the clock's going to move closer to midnight before it moves back. Regulation's going to need time to catch up. And by the way, some of the regulation, countries around the world is actually moving us closer to midnight because it's country X wanting to, protect its AI or become an AI center. So they're actually removing safeguards, not adding them. So I think we're going to end up moving closer towards midnight, if I had to guess. The large language models, the AI, the generative AI tools, I think are going to increase in power and sophistication. That's going to, steadily move us towards midnight. I think there's going to be probably, if I had to guess, two major changes that are going to have step impacts. May move the clock 3-4 minutes at a time or more. One is the rise in agentic AI. And I mentioned this earlier in the conversation. This is where we have AI that ostensibly is very, very helpful. It sits between us and the online world. You know, it knows us. It negotiates tickets for plane trips for us. It answers emails for us. You know, it's like the, you know, the best personal assistant you've ever had. I think we're going to see more of these kind of agents. But what an agent really is, outsourcing decision making to an AI. I mean, right now, AI answers questions that we ask. It provides interesting insights. It'll do a report. But it's essentially responding to us. It doesn't have autonomy. But once you have an agent, then that agent is starting down the road toward autonomy. So as we see the rise in agents, and that's one of my predictions. Remember, we did predictions earlier, the beginning of 2024. I mean, that was one of my predictions. We're going to see more and more agentic AI. And so that's going to move us, I think, closer to the midnight. The other thing is the insertion of AI tools, particularly generative AI, into robotics. I mean, right now, they're basically software tools, but they're not really integrated very, very deeply into hardware systems, robotic systems. An example that everybody understands is autonomous vehicles, right? As they get more AI powered, they are in the physical world. Now, there's not a big danger of autonomous vehicle unless they all go rogue at the same time and start crashing into things. But you could imagine if they get plugged into infrastructure of cities, for example, or social networks, or hospitals, you know, and suddenly you have robots that have the ability to make decisions by themselves that then can really impact us in the most basic ways through the physical world. I think if we see more of that, if we see more of AI-enabled robots running around doing things, that'll also move us closer to midnight.
All right. So folks, there you have it. The AI safety clock. Please note, it's not the AI doomsday clock. We at IMD are very positive about this technology. It's the AI safety clock. Please do go and check this out at imd.org. And that also, by the way, is where you'll find this as well as other episodes of our podcast and other information about our programs. Thank you once again for tuning in to yet another episode of Mike and Amit Talk Tech. Hope to see you very, very quickly on another episode.